It's difficult to talk about this because there are two things. I'm haunted by the face of his mother, because it might be my mother. And I have brothers and sisters, and I've been haunted by the face of Jonathan because it could have been my brother. I'm trying to say that beneath the political implications of this bloody event, there's also an anguish which has endured in my country for nearly 400 years. I think this anguish has some implications for all the countries of the West. And I think that one has the right then to suppose that the burden of proof is on the American authorities and not on the people who contest this particular story. I myself have lived through too many murders and too many assassinations to believe a word that Nixon or Reagan or John Mitchell or any of the other American authorities say. I do not believe that a boy can hide a gun in his hair. I do not believe that a maximum security prisoner can receive a visitor who is neither questioned nor identified. I challenge California to identify Madam Anderson, who carried something in her shoe, I think. I think that we, if we really are going to be serious about this and to prevent another murder in another prison or in another American street or on a French street, have to assume that we have nothing to prove. I have nothing to prove. I know very well what it is like to be a black man in America. I know very well that the intention of the American Republic, which after all comes out of Europe, was to keep black people slaves forever. And I know that now that black people have discovered in their own minds, in their own hearts, that they are not what they are told they were, that America is on the verge of panic, on the verge of civil war, I scarcely know how to be in any way objective this afternoon. For me, there's been Medgar Evers, who was murdered in Mississippi, and Malcolm X, who was murdered in New York, and Martin, who was murdered in Memphis, and Huey in jail, and Bobby in jail. And one begins to wonder how long one can keep paying that bill. And what I want to suggest this afternoon is that instead of paying it, endlessly going to funerals, endlessly seeing widows, endlessly seeing corpses, endlessly being told lies, that we challenge them. I want Ronald Reagan to write a letter to me and to George Jackson, telling me exactly what happened in that prison and how he knows. I want Nixon to confirm it, and the Attorney General of the United States and his charming wife to tell me why we are still in prison and at their mercy. As long as that is so, the entire Western world is doomed.